This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Sheikh, remember this. Personal experience is the best way to learn because people have gone through it.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, there are certain things you don't need to personally experience it
in order to
learn from it. And I think this is what's happening. We've got this illusion of, you know what, it's just harming and everybody else is getting it, but, you know, alhamdulillah, somehow, you know, we have this, what we call wishful thinking, that it won't happen to me.
Oh.
Okay. So what happens is, because people have not personally experienced it, what you see happening is that people don't really, they don't comprehend how serious this is. And I remember you sent me the article from CNN yesterday or the day before about this bodybuilder that lost 70 pounds in a matter of 2 weeks or 2 months, I think it was. This is the person that spoke how he bench pressed 300 pounds, is a personal trainer, extremely fit, gets COVID, and now he's on a wheelchair. And he speaks about his own personal experience. And what has happened is this is the person that, you know, he was feeling very good, but then COVID hits him. And I know that we've spoken to community members who, again, you know, despite the fact that they were in good health, they were very hesitant about getting the vaccine. They did contract the virus, unfortunately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a speedy recovery. And what has happened is now that they have gone through this personally themselves, what are they saying? They're urging other people to please
to be vaccinated. Yes.
You know, it is, it's not just also about that. It's about people who be driving and texting. I'm very careful. You know, I know other people get into accidents, but not me. Other people get tickets, but not me. Well, the minute something happens to them, and of course we don't wish any ill on anybody, but what happens is that now when they personally experience it, now their attitude changes. Certain things, you know, they say, السعيد من اتعظ بغيره من اتعظ بنفسه. Indeed, the wise person, man or woman, are those who learn from the mistakes of others. Miserable are those who want to experience every single thing personally in order to learn from it. So we would say, you really don't need to personally experience this. There is enough evidence around us that this is very serious. So accordingly, take that seriously. You speak about not harming people. You speak about this. Man, I was, you know, sharing some thoughts with the brothers a few days back about the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if somebody eats something that has an offensive odor, don't come to the masjid. You ate onions, fresh onions, uncooked garlic. He said, don't come to the masjid. What happens? Said, just the smell is offensive to people. Why is that important? See, when you are distracted in such a way, there is no room for spiritual growth. Well, nowadays I come to the masjid. If somebody just coughs accidentally, it's one thing. But if they're continuously coughing, I'm just getting thoughts like,
I mean,
what is happening? You know, the whole
Will be able to concentrate.
Oh, that's it. It's gone. Yeah. It is.
The
it
imam
is
won't be able to concentrate on his reading or whatever.
Nobody. Yeah. Because what happens is that at that point, you've killed every potential for any kind of spiritual growth.
Yeah.
Because now I am just too focused on either my safety or the garlic that my neighbor just had or the onions that the person just ate. And it is very serious. So that's just part of our deen as well. And that is, if you have the symptoms, if you are not feeling well, COVID or no COVID, I mean, that's something that we tell people. Winter time, people get cold. Please stay at home. You know, this is not the type of love that we want you to share with us. This is something that you keep for yourself, and inshallah, you get the speedy recovery. Ya Rabbi Alameen.